Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Stephen B.
Bradford A. My little leprechaun buddy. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Well, it's not actually today. We're recording this before St. Patrick's Day, but this comes out on St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day.
Now, okay, let's just talk about St. Patrick's Day for a minute.
Great.
Like in college and growing up, was St. Pat or to your family? Let's start with your family, okay? Was St. Patrick's Day anything to you guys at all besides wearing green to school?
I have very fond memories of corned beef and cabbage.
Now, on St. Patrick's Day?
I think so.
Interesting.
I think it was a tradition that we had corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day. And
okay.
I am a big fan of corned beef. Do you know why the beef is corned? I don't understand that part. That part makes no sense to me. The corning of it.
I don't know, dude. We could Google it, but I'm not sure we want to Google that.
Sure. How do you corn your beef?
Don't put it in that order.
Well, but it just because so I'm a big fan of corned beef. I'm a big fan of pastrami. I'm a big fan of that kind of
cabbage. I like cabbage. And
well, I do like cabbage. I mean, it makes me a little gassy. Let's be real.
Okay. Thank you. TMI, sir.
TMI. Okay. Okay.
Yes. Sure.
But yeah, no, there's something like, yeah, boiled cabbage with corned beef, like the broth gets super salty. Right. And then the cleanness of the cabbage it's just great.
Okay. So you had the corned beef and cabbage, and did you wear green to school?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. But there was no, you know, my family's not Irish. My wife's family is Irish. And so her family now holds a big, her grandmother hosts a big St. Patrick's Day party, not in the last 2 years, but.
Really? Like what's that? What's that like?
Her party?
Yeah. Yeah. What's that like?
Non-pandemic times?
Yes.
It's just a big family gathering with a big dinner. And
is it decorated and everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Juna, being an Irish dancer, usually there's a big fundraiser at Juna's school every year for St. Baldrick's, which is for childhood cancer. And so, you know, they always shave, you know, anybody can volunteer, have their head shaved and get sponsored to do that. Right.
Cool.
And Juna usually starts the festivities with an Irish dance.
Awesome.
Yeah. And Finola did it with her last year because now Finola is in the same school. So that's a cool tradition. And because of all the Irish dancing that my girls do around St. Patrick's Day, there's a lot of opportunities like I wouldn't say the VFW, but places like that, right? Where, social halls or whatever that want, you know, young Irish dancers to come and provide joy. So. Yeah,
cool.
So that's fun. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. What was it like for you as a kid?
It was never really on my radar.
When did you start drinking green beer? 12, 13?
First of all, it started with Lucky Charms. Okay.
Okay.
And then, you know, it just was never, it was always, wear something green or get pinched. Right.
Yeah.
And half the time I would forget and I'd always get pinched. So.
But I feel like the young boys just do that have an excuse for violence.
I don't know about that, but I just never was into it. And then, you know, when you have the green beer thing and St. Patrick's Day is really a drinking holiday, right? Let's be real.
Yes.
That's not what St. Patrick was about, but
I bring my great greatest Cabernets out for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh gosh. Really?
Well,
do you?
I mean,
no green. Is there green wine? Green wine.
I don't think so.
So green beer, I've never been into green beer though. Like that's never been my thing.
Well,
it's kind of disgusting.
Because good beer, like, you know, good solid beer is too dark. You'd have to put a lot of food coloring in it to make it green. Like you can take a Budweiser and make
it
green.
Well, you take a Coors Light and make it green pretty easy, right?
So one drop.
But I love Irish pubs anyway. That's kind of my, I love Irish pubs. So you know, going to being in New York for St. Patrick's Day once was amazing.
Sure.
You know, so, well, so that's also, that's a celebration.
I think there's a parade. There's a parade too. Yeah. That was always fun. You know,
and I think we talked about this, that Irish pub in New York, McSorley's. Is that what
McSorley's. Yeah.
Oh dude, I went in there. Obviously you couldn't stand in there.
No,
you know, you're just like this, just like, give me a Guinness, give me a black.
Are you ever going to feel comfortable being shoulder to shoulder with people like that again? It's going to take some time. You know,
it's going to take a lot of time.
It's going to take a little time.
It's going to take a little time.
Because I love that
time, you know, to drink when you're closer. Yeah, I just don't know. But hold on. Let me get to this. So that's always fun. I was never a big St. Patrick's Day guy, you know, whatever. Went to the few bars, all that junk, but whatever. But now, for some reason, with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, she came home and was talking about all her friends. We're talking about leprechauns and, you know, oh, my, we had a leprechaun in our house and he left green pea in the toilet. Or this leprechaun did this, you know, like they're a little mischievous, right?
Yeah.
So I go, do you believe in leprechauns? And she's like, yeah, I believe in leprechauns. I go, well, I caught one. So I started this whole story about how I caught one. And it was, you know, the leprechaun was nice. And it left me a coin. It gave me a small gold coin. Yeah. But I'd left it in storage. And she's like, oh, can we get the coin? I said, yeah, we'll get the coin. She goes, well, did he take you to the end of the rainbow? Like, she's so into this. And I'm like, I said, no, he didn't take us because they don't let humans there. Because the humans will take the gold, and the gold is their power to be positive and have fun in life. They need the gold in the pot. So I started making stuff up.
So you're going to create this whole thing. You need money to be happy. Nice job, dude.
No, that's their power. They don't give the gold away. So,
okay.
So they gave me the gold coin. So I went on Amazon and bought pirate coins.
Right, little plastic ones, or are
they
metal?
No, metal. Yeah.
Oh,
metal. Yeah. They're like, some are like bronze, and some are bright gold. So I took this bronzed one, and she came home and I gave it to her, and she goes, this is amazing. This is from a leprechaun. I go, yeah, it's from a leprechaun. And Sheree hates this whole thing, by the way. because she found out in one day there was no, oh, in case people are listening, earmuffs.
Edit point.
Parents, earmuffs. On this next section, just turn it down. So Sheree was disappointed. She found out a lot of things that weren't true. Right.
Some of the innocent stuff was gone.
Yes, the innocence was taken away all across the board with all of them.
That happened to Sheree when she was younger.
Yeah, so she hates perpetuating. The stories or the legends, right? So but I'm like, whatever. I'm all in. So I got the coin. She's like, this is amazing. She goes, can I make a wish on the coin? I go, yeah, go ahead, make a wish. She goes, I wish that Disneyland will open this year. So it's awesome. And so then she looked up leprechaun traps on YouTube. So we went to, it's been this great thing, man, because I took her to Michael's. We bought all these supplies. I showed you the video of the leprechaun trap.
Yeah.
We made this awesome leprechaun trap. And then I told her, I said, listen, this is what we have to do. We have to put the leprechaun trap out. We need to put a green light up.
Yeah.
So the leprechaun comes. We need to leave St. Patrick's Day's cookies there.
Ooh.
And we'll see if we can catch him. And she's like, okay. And I said, you know what? You should think about if you want to leave the coin for him or not, because it's his coin.
Oh, right? Interesting.
So 2 days later, she goes, yeah, I think I'm going to leave the coin. I said, okay, leave the coin. So I have a bigger gold coin that I'm going to replace with that coin from the leprechaun.
Right.
And I bought her a charmed bracelet with rainbows on it.
Oh.
And then I got a green wig that I'm going to cut little green hairs off of. So it's like leprechaun hair that was stuck in the trap. So it's amazing. It's going to be really difficult for me to be there that morning because I worked super late the night before.
Oh,
but I'm going to go home just so I can wake up with her on St. Patrick's Day morning. And we'll have a like little celebration, and then I'll go back up, and then we'll have our St. Patrick's Day party.
That's right.
That night, you and I will.
Yeah. In the world of today's podcast, tonight,
yes.
If you're listening to this on Wednesday, the 17th, tonight we are having a St. Patrick's Day party.
We are having a party, and we're probably going to have some a special musical guest.
That's right.
I can't say who, but it's going to be awesome, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have some trivia. Bradford's going to drink a lot, And we're gonna have a heck of a time. And you're gonna sing a song too, by the way, right?
That's right. We do have to work the next day.
We do have to work the next day. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be good, but we're gonna have fun.
That's right.
That's gonna be great. So anyway,
that's a great thing about living in California is our night can still be an early night.
Totally. It will be an early night. But dude, it's so fun. I'm having so much fun with her. And I'm sure this will be the last year of the Leprechaun.
It's just fun to see, you know, your creativity play out and your imagination play out too. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun, man. It's all good. All good. So
going from lighthearted fun to General Hospital.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're taking the rap for somebody's mad at you. Liz is mad at you because she thinks you killed Franco. But doesn't she also know that Franco asked you to kill him?
Yes.
Right. So she thinks does. that you came through for him.
Yes. Well, because I am standing there.
Right.
Over his bleeding body.
With is your man gun drawn? Man, don't say that.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa, different show. A different show, buddy.
I know. I just meant I was going to be like your macho man gun.
But your man. Well, macho man gun.
That's not even his words. No, but I'm saying because you walked into the studio expecting maybe some trouble. So maybe you had gun drawn.
I did have it drawn. Yes.
Right. So yes. That also is not a good look.
No, no, that's not. She. I don't believe it was drawn when she saw me, but
did she? Did anyway. You just say? Did Jason be like, no, it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
No one believes me because everybody knows. Well, she knows the pact that Franco and Jason made.
Did she give you room to speak, though? Did you have did you try to be like, hey, no, it wasn't. I found him like this. Did you try to defend yourself and you just let her have her moment?
She had her moment and I went and called the paramedics.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then everybody thinks I did it. So we'll go from there.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know why they don't give you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I don't know. I've only now before we would joke last year that I killed 74 people. Now I think it's 82. So
for real, it's gone up.
Yeah, it's gone up. Yeah, it's gone up since we've been on the road last.
No regulars, right? Just kind of like henchmen.
No. Yeah. Henchmen. Yeah. I want to get the exact number. So I'm accurate on the road, but
what's the source for that? Who's logging that info?
The internet.
Right.
The internet's logging it.
Right. So. I just don't know. Like, not to say that.
No, because somebody
viewers of the show.
Somebody had counted. Somebody had counted over the years. And I believe when I read that count, it was in the 60s. And that was years ago. So now I'm just kind of making it up as I go, almost like a leprechaun. I'm just making it up. But it's close. It's up there.
Yeah. Well,
I'm pretty confident I will get to 100, which would be pretty amazing. I don't think maybe Rambo's killed 100 people.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I don't know if it's been one movie, but he's probably killed a lot of people, right?
Well, do you remember, I think it was Hot Shots Part D or Hot Shots, Charlie Sheen. There was that, they were going for the body count.
Oh yeah. 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 Totally. That was the thing for a while. Who could kill the most people in an action movie?
And so, he's just got this huge thing, and it's like just tallying and tallying and tallying and tallying.
He has this huge thing.
Yeah. No. Look at me. I'm starting to sound like Scott Reeves.
Lots of innuendos today.
Lots of unintentional innuendo. Man is what we call Scott Reeves. But also in the last couple of weeks, we had the double wedding, which was a double downer.
They doubled downed it. I don't know. That's where we saw you at the Metro Court, right?
Yeah. So,
so what happened? Yeah,
I got
getting, okay. Okay.
I
you
got a lot of slack
me,
for this.
Let me ask you some questions first.
Oh, great.
Great. Who was getting married? I know Peter Maxey
and Anna and Finn.
Huh?
Right. I heard it was a double mating too. Double mating. Gee whiz.
Oh my gosh. Dude, you better do some mating so you clear your head, bro. What's happening?
My gosh. What is going on? My misspeaks are just not great.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Double mating. I've never even heard that word.
What are they, mallards?
What are they? What are they double mating over there? Dude, that's amazing right there.
I never quite understood why. I think it was just a venue issue. I don't know. Like,
it's a soap opera.
At the time, everybody thought that Anna was Heinrich's mom.
Yes.
Right. And then, so Obrecht. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe everybody, maybe the rest, maybe mm-hmm. the viewing audience knew. I thought that Anna was Peter's mom. And then Obrecht comes in and tells everybody, and it ruins both weddings because Anna.
So that aired. Okay. Thank God.
I know you look so nervous.
I was nervous. Like, I'm like, what? Is this a spoiler? What are we doing here?
No, that's what ruined the wedding.
Okay.
Obrecht came in, had a video from Anna's twin sister.
What's the name again? Anna's evil, twin sister.
Evil Anna.
No.
Evil not, Anna.
No, look it up. April? Angie. April?
Helen.
Ariel.
Susan?
Should we look at Karen? Should we look it up?
Anna and
hold on. Let me look at you. Talk. You talk.
No, I watched this. So Obrecht comes in and has a video from Evil Anna.
Alex.
Right.
Yes. We were close. It was an A.
We knew that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So from Evil Alex saying that she is in fact Peter Heinrich August's Faison's the third. Is actually his mom. And Anna's like, yeah, I was lying the whole time. And then Finn's like, what? You've been lying? And
why they don't get married?
Correct. Because she lied to Finn. And he's like, you can't, like,
that's not really that good.
I was like,
of
Finn,
not
what do you care? It's not your kid.
Listen, that's really not a great reason not to marry Anna.
Well, here's the thing. I was thinking about that.
Anna could lie. Like, she could lie to me every day. I'll marry her.
You don't have an evil kid that we might have to like take care of at some point when he goes into a facility.
Right.
Like, is that going to come out of my income taking care of your evil kid in the facility?
Totally.
Like knowing that I'd be like, oh, cool. We don't have to take care of that kid. All right, let's get married.
See, you know what's wrong with that is Finn. If that was McBain, he'd marry Anna because McBain doesn't care because
McBain's an honorable man.
McBain's a man, and he would say, Anna, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, Anna. I'll get him.
He
wouldn't get it.
You went into your Batman voice, so now you're trying to get the bad guys. Don't worry, Anna. I'll get him. Wait, no one said to get anybody.
Right. No, I'll take her. I'll take care of him.
Don't worry, Anna. I'll take you.
That kaputs that, and then that Peter was very distraught. He was very distraught.
Yes.
And Maxie was very distraught. And then Maxie, like, went into, like, false labor.
Mm.
And so,
So that's why you went to the hospital, which
correct.
Leads us. Which leads us.
Remember, we were in the coffee shop. We were in the coffee shop when Valentine.
It's not a coffee shop. It's not a coffee shop. Do you know where we are? Do you know where we were?
We were in Sonny's office.
Yeah, it's not a coffee shop.
Well, we were next to a coffee machine. Okay, so I put this up on.
Are you on drugs today?
No.
Have you started drinking yet?
No comment.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's funny. On Patreon a couple of weeks ago, I put up a picture of us in that set and said, guess which set we're in. Bonus points for if you can guess what it's listed as on the
schedule,
on the script, on the schedule, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so people are like, oh, that's Sonny's office. That's Pizzullo's. That's like the, and no one could guess what it's listed as on the script, which makes sense because it's like they said the quiet part out loud. On the script, it's called Mob Restaurant.
Yeah, it's called Mob Restaurant, right.
Mob Restaurant. So
that's so weird.
Right, because It's just Sonny. It's Pizzullo's.
Yeah, it's Sonny's restaurant. It's Sonny's restaurant. Pizzullo's. Right? All right. So that's when we had the scenes. Valentin was in there.
I can never say his name confidently.
Oh, I can. Just ask me.
Valentin.
So we had those scenes in there. You leave because Maxie's in the hospital.
Because he's like, you didn't hear?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So, then, which leads us to, oh, dude, this is funny. This is a funny story because you shot, and you were very good, by the way. You shot your, what?
Thank you.
Why is that funny?
Well, I just,
I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know,
I'm not
when
great.
You're, no, when you're doing a phone, when you're doing a phone call.
Oh,
and you have business to do.
Oh,
with the computer business. And you're dealing with Maxie. So you had a lot going on for that phone call. Right. And because obviously we didn't shoot that together. Well, it's not obvious, but by the way, friends,
when I was in the hospital and you called me, you watched that coverage?
Well, I saw it. Yeah, it was on Instagram. So the GH put that scene up on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
Right. So I'm like, oh, cool. I want to see the scene because so what happened was you shot yours. I don't know if it was the day before or earlier in the day.
Right. And Tristan walks into me after I've had the call.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But then it was a late day, whatever day that was. I don't think it was the same day, but the day I did my part.
Yeah.
It was a super late day. Like it was real late. And I was the last scene of the day. And everybody was like, okay, let's just tape it. I'm like, all right, tape it. And I said, Rob, don't even bother saying all his lines. Just say the last line.
Right.
Right. So I go, fine. Cause I knew my stuff. Right. So I'd say all the lines and they cut it together. But I felt like watching it. I felt like I was missing something.
Oh,
like I should have
reacted
had him
to what the things I was saying.
Yeah. I probably should have had him read more of the stuff, but
right.
You know, it was crunch time. So I'm like, just whatever, it's fine. But I don't think anybody could tell. But when I watched it, I was like, oh, man.
Oh, interesting.
A couple little beats in there I could have found, you know?
Yeah, well, and you never know. I mean, not to say that Rob, the stage manager, isn't a great reader, but I may have, infused it a little bit more with stuff than Rob would have. So you might have missed stuff anyway.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
it's great. Anybody can read your stuff. It doesn't
sure can. Anybody can. I know because you just do your own thing, you selfish bastard.
Well, but I mean, if it was like, if you were telling me a story about how like something horrible has happened to you and you're devastated about it and you're just, then I would want to like hear it from you. But if you're just like, Spinelli, look up on your
I know
where this person went. I don't need to be like, how did Steve do that? You know what I mean?
It's hard too, especially if there's any type of emotional stuff at all.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to do over the phone. And I've had to do a couple of those over the phone with Sam, and it's tough. It's tough, dude.
Yeah.
It's tough to do. It's tough to do.
Because not to say that they give us that many, many emotional scenes over the phone, but there was a time, I feel like there was a time when you had when they would have your acting partner on the other line.
There was a time. Yeah.
Do they ever do that anymore?
No. Sometimes they'll come up. Like if it's a big scene, sometimes the person will come up on stage and stand there with the cameras.
Right.
But before, they would call you up.
Because you're on landlines.
So people who don't really know how it used to work on the set, on our stage where all the sets are, in the corner is a desk where the stage manager has all kind of his stuff. And the under fives will come up and check in at the desk on the stage, right?
Background as well, right?
Background as well. So when we used to have phone calls, they used to call us up and we'd be on the stage manager's desk on the hard line. And then somebody would be in another set. And when the phone would ring, we'd answer and Hello. Go, hey, what's up? You know, So you actually
did you guys ever have like mobile phones that were the size of your head with the big antennas?
Totally. Yes, of course. That was the 90s, baby. What do you mean?
Yes.
But it was cool because it worked. Like they, you know, the magic of TV is like, hey, I push the button, I'm talking to the guy sitting in the stage manager's desk. It was amazing. Right. Yeah. And it does make it so much better too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, like you can, like, it's great. You know, there's no guessing. So anyway, that's the old days.
Now I was tracking, really Franco for you. That's what sent you to his studio.
Correct. That's so
it's my fault that you got blamed for his death. I'm so sorry.
Great. And more to come.
I was going to say there's a more things that you get blamed for.
Well, I'm just saying there's some good stuff coming. So let's not go further than that.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm sorry that the blame is falling on you. I feel bad for you. What else can I say?
It's okay.
You know who I don't feel bad for?
Who?
You want to guess?
Peter?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. Who feels sorry for Peter anyway?
I don't think anybody. I wonder, we all love Wes. So let's put that aside. We love Wes.
Yeah.
Love Wes.
But if you were to poll people, and we can't do it like 9 out of 10, we have to go higher. We have to go to like out of 1 million people.
Right.
Who feels sorry for Peter Heinrich August?
Well, it's interesting because I think bringing in Anna, bringing in this thing where, you know, he's been lied to about his family. That is a sympathetic storyline, but it depends on how he acts out of that.
Sure.
And, and he went out and killed Franco. So that's not a great first step.
Well, I think Franco was turning into Franco. So.
Right. I don't think, did Peter take him out because he was worried about other people's safety, or was he tying up loose ends? I thought I saw the scene and he's like, it's more of a tying up loose ends, especially if Drew's memories are coming out of Franco.
Trying to tie up loose ends, but I didn't see the scene, so I can't really speak on it. But what it looked like was Franco was turning into Franco. So.
Right. Well, you never know. You never know. You just got to put on that Christmas tree hat again and see what happens.
Yes. No more Christmas trees here, buddy.
No more Christmas tree hats. So, yeah. But Maxie and Peter, we'll see what happens there. Let's see if her baby is Rosemary's baby. If it comes out looking like Faison or maybe Maxie had a tryst at some point and I don't know.
And what?
Maybe the baby could be somebody else's.
Sonny's.
Most likely.
No, not most likely. That's funny. We'll see. Stay tuned. We got some good stuff coming up. Chances are it's Sonny's.
Today's episode of That's Awesome is brought to you by our friends at Best Fiends.
Best Fiends in the house.
And guess what, friends? Like they do every season, boy, do they have the Easter colors out. Pastels you can handle. And I know, Steve, you love pastels.
I'm in heaven for sure.
Little bugs creeping out of eggs. I love it. It's so pretty. So as most of you know, Best Fiends is our favorite casual mobile puzzle game. You know, one of those match three puzzle games that it's just so fun. We're obsessed. What can we say?
We're in for sure. And boy, have things come a long way, right? Since we were kids. I mean, dude, I remember playing Pong and now I'm playing Best Fiends, and Best Fiends never ends. Pong did, but Best Fiends doesn't. And that's my pet peeve. That's my pet peeve. When I find a new mobile game, I need to know how many levels there are, because once it ends, I'm not happy. So this keeps going and it looks amazing. It's so much fun. You can play with your friends. And the levels just never end.
You can play with your friends and you can play with us. We're on it.
We're their friends.
That's right. Exactly. There are literally thousands of levels to play. So like Steve said, you're not going to reach the end of this game. It keeps on going. Tons of cute characters to collect. The Best Fiends people literally treat this game as a service to their players. So you'll never get tired of solving puzzles, because the fun never ends.
100 million downloads so far of this game. So if you haven't tried it, you got to check it out. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Do it. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. So talking about the show, you know, obviously you guys know that we don't watch it as often as you guys do. And there have been times where we have looked at recaps and tried to talk about them. And because we're on that show and, you know, and since you guys, most of you guys watch that, we figured it'd be fun to discuss what's happening.
And but when there's no discussion, it's not fun.
Well, that's the thing, is we realized we're so bad at it that, boy, it's not only is it not entertaining, but it might just be frustrating and like a bit of a turnoff to you guys. So we thought we would try something completely different.
Oh, you thought or we thought?
Well, I mean, I was trying to give us both credit for it. If you want me to take full credit for it, if it goes bad, you want it to be all on my shoulders. That's what the whole point is.
Take any credit. This is your idea, and I'm just going with it. So if it's a smash hit, you get all the credit. If it sucks, you get all the credit.
Okay. So it's a little segment we're going to call Recap Relay. All right.
Ooh, interesting.
So what we're doing is we're going to take, a lot of recaps have headlines or like one statement about what the recap is going to be about. So we took a few of those and we are going to create the backstory for those statements in our own minds in the world outside of GH. So we're going to explain to you why this is happening, but it is not real. We are not using any insider information. This is all nonsense. So,
okay.
So we're going to go, it's an old improv exercise called one sentence story or something like that, where, so we're going to alternate, sentences. And
I don't know if I'm good at this. I don't know if I'm good at this game. Okay. So how many sentences do we have to go back and forth? Like five or six?
As many as it takes to get us to
the end,
to that statement. Yes.
Oh, okay. So, okay, great. So great. What's the state? Let's start with the statement.
Okay. Sunny remembers a faceless blonde woman. So that is the statement from the recap. We're going to explain to you in the fake world how it came to be that Sunny remembers a faceless blonde woman. I will start.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, dude. This is making me nervous. I'm nervous right now.
This is great. So just one sentence. I'm going to say one sentence. You say one sentence. I'll say one sentence. Okay.
All right.
There was something special about Cindy.
Is that the sentence? Okay. Cindy grew up with her very large family in the countryside.
She loved playing with her dogs.
But one day, her dogs ran away, and she went on a far journey.
It took many, many days through very, very rugged forest.
The forest was tough, and it soiled her blonde hair.
And there was this special kind of tree with very prickly branches.
She was very hungry. She found her dog, and then she found this weird fruit hanging on a prickly tree.
It tasted sweet, but it created a strange burning sensation.
Her face started warming up, like she was having a very bad allergic reaction to something. And her dog barked at her.
And she thought the dog was just excited to see her. But the dog kept barking and started running away.
The dog ran away. She held her face. She started sobbing and trying to chase the dog.
And there were no tears. because her eyes were gone. But her sense of smell, even though her nose was gone, was still as strong as ever. And so she was able to track the dog. But then, as she got close to the dog, she heard a very masculine voice.
Well, not that masculine. But she heard a voice. It was a man in a flannel shirt, just finished washing some pint glasses in the bar. He stepped out back
and said, "Howdy. Would you like a sip of beer?"
And she said, "No, because I have no mouth." she couldn't speak, and her face was gone.
Her face was gone. And years later, Sonny remembers a faceless blonde woman.
Hey, we did it. That's amazing, dude. Oh, dude, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that was fun.
That's fun, right? That's fun.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, dude. That was a good laugh. Oh, boy.
Man. Whew. All right.
Well, I guess we'll do that again next week.
Yeah. Well, we have another one. We can do another one now, or should we save it?
No, let's save it, dude.
Okay.
That was perfect. That was a great introductory to this segment.
All right. So let us know if you enjoyed that. That's called Recap Relay. And
amazing. So much better than the real story, by the way.
Oh, I mean, we don't want to judge. We love our writers, but boy, that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun, dude. Yeah.
So in the real world, I imagine Sonny remembering a faceless blonde woman, meaning his memory is coming back. He remembers a blonde woman. I assume maybe it's Carly, but maybe his memories are coming back to him.
Let's hope so.
Okay. But a woman who had her face burned off by some fruit.
From a prickly tree. I'm not sure that's going to be the story.
Well, no, I loved it because I was like thinking that maybe she was going through the forest. Her face was being like brushed off. And then you went for fruit. And I was like, hey, burning fruit. Let's do it.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Man. So, yes. So we're excited. We are, if you think you enjoy the podcast, you know, we're excited. We're going to be hitting the road again soon.
We are going to be hitting the road, dude. It should be all locked in right now. So go to stonecoldandthejackal.com, get on the email list. We're going out. We're doing 7 cities in 7 days. It's going to be awesome. We've talked about it before. Instead of doing the VIP meet and greet, now we're doing, if you have fun with this stuff, wait till our Q&A's after the show. So we're doing a VIP Q&A. We do a 90-minute show, and then we're doing another hour Q&A. It's going to be fantastic. We can't wait, man. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. You know, we're excited that, you know, one of the concerns we had going back out is obviously making everybody feel safe, us and you guys, of course. And we feel like we've really found a great way to do it and spend more time together.
Yeah.
If you choose to spend more time with us, and if you choose to spend more time with us, you'll get a signed 8x10 as well. And we're so excited about it. We're hitting the cities that we're hitting in May, Baltimore, Raleigh. We're adding a Florida swing that we didn't know was going to happen. So if those aren't up, just wait. Florida is coming, and then Huntsville, Birmingham, and Nashville.
Yep.
We're very, very, very excited about that. That's only, I want to say
8 weeks away.
8 weeks away.
Yeah, about eight. Yeah, nine. Maybe a little more, but it's just great because we're talking about it. We're talking about, you know, a whole new show almost. I mean, you know, even though we already had a new show for 2020, but we figure, well,
I know. Some of it's irrelevant because, you know, some are just not, you know, not current.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff I did was about, you know, now that Peter and Maxie have broke up. Gosh, you think after they, recap relay, I'd have control of my words again. But.
After that double mating, they broke up.
But now that they're, if they're Splitsville and they go their separate ways, then I may not have as much to lament about on the road.
Well, you could do a celebration song. That's what you could do.
Ooh,
that's for sure.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a new turn for me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So check it out. Go to stonecoldandjackal.com. We're putting more stuff on YouTube, and then feel free to check out Patreon. We have so much fun over on Patreon. This is where we're doing our St. Patrick's Day party. We've done pork chuck, 70s parties, 80s parties, exclusive content. Now that we're going to get back on the road, it's going to be amazing. So go check out Patreon. And we do one of the most fun things we do over there is the bonus podcast that you guys get to choose the topics, and we just kind of talk, and it's a lot of fun. So check it out.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. If you haven't listened to last week's episode with Emma Sams, we highly recommend it. You know, it's funny, on our Facebook page, I looked under the post to see if people were enjoying it, and a lot of people had clearly not listened to it because they were like, they're just responding to why isn't Holly come back? Why is, you know, what, like, and I wrote, well, listen, she explains it. So it was great to hear about, it was great for us to meet her and really get to know her, but, learn about what she's been dealing with over the last year. Because I think we're going to hear more stories about that probably from other people.
Yeah.
And, but also,
she's just such a nice, pleasant lady. Yeah. She's just awesome.
The Dynasty reunion is coming up next week. I think it's in the 20s somewhere, the 24th. Is that right?
I'm not sure.
Go to dynastyreunion.com if you're interested in attending the Dynasty Reunion. God, the list of people they have for that is unbelievable. Some of the people I didn't know were on Dynasty.
Yeah.
Jack Coleman, like, who's been on so many shows over the years. He was on Heroes. He was the dad on Heroes. Like, just works all the time.
Amazing.
And I didn't know he was on Dynasty. He must have been here. But anyway, so, but thank you everybody for hanging out with us today. This was a lot of fun. And
it's awesome.
More fun to come. As Steve said, go to stonecoldandthejackal.com for everything possibly that you could want and more.
Yep. So, thank you guys so much. Have a great day. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
This is Denny Somach, host of The Rock Podcast. I'm a producer, author, and rock historian, and I want to share with you some of the greatest stories in rock and roll.
Well, Bonzo was the best hard rock drummer ever, hands down. I mean, no one comes within a mile of him.
I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. John Lennon had this wise guy look on his face, just like me and my friends were just a bunch of wise guys, street kids.
The first guitar I ever had was Spanish guitar, and I couldn't really get the hang of it. I was only 13.
I had never written a song before, actually, and so Jim says, okay, everybody go home and write some songs, you know. And so I went home and wrote Light My Fire.
Join me for The Rock Podcast, the only podcast that matters, from Podcast One or wherever you get yours.